Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, across Israel, the weather is mostly clear and sunny with comfortable temperatures. In Jerusalem, you can expect a bright day ahead, while Tel Aviv enjoys a warm afternoon by the coast. Haifa will see some mild breezes, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Mojtaba Khamenei praises Hezbollah and calls for continued jihad and attacks against Israel. This comes from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also, ship traffic plunges through Bab el-Mandeb after Houthi strikes on Saudi oil sites, reported by Ynet earlier today. Also this hour, Israel's shameful West Bank front sees two mosques burned, according to Forward. Separately, a former Hamas hostage shares a harrowing story of October 7th and Gaza captivity. This is reported by I-24 News. And finally, in Israel's scorching summer, schools are out, surfing is up, and fears of war are returning, reports JTA. Reaction has been swift on social media. Avi Kerner, an influential commentator, posted just minutes ago about a conversation between Bahrain's King Hamad and Israel's President Herzog, emphasizing regional peace and stability. Belaz News, a local news source, updated that a 12-year-old boy was killed by a stray bullet in a Bronx bodega shooting just 18 minutes ago. From Middle East 24, reporting 27 minutes ago, warns that Iran is using migrant smuggling routes to infiltrate operatives into the UK. This involves a specialized Quds Force unit sanctioned by the UK. Let's go deeper, starting with a report from the Jerusalem Post. Iranian Supreme Leader Mojtaba Khamenei praised Hezbollah's actions and called for ongoing resistance against Israel. This statement underscores Iran's long-standing support for Hezbollah in the region, increasing tension across the Middle East. Turning to the shipping disruptions reported by Ynet, the Houthi strikes on Saudi oil sites have significantly reduced vessel traffic through Bab el-Mandeb, a key maritime choke point. This drop affects global oil supplies and highlights the persistent instability in the region affecting international trade. Meanwhile, The Forward reports a troubling incident in the West Bank. Two mosques were set ablaze, raising concerns over rising violence and sectarian tensions. This continues to strain relations between communities and complicates peace efforts. Separately, I-24 News provides insight into the ordeal of a former Hamas hostage. The individual recounted their captivity experience following the October 7th incident, shedding light on the human cost of conflict. Their story adds to the growing calls for humanitarian considerations in conflict zones. And according to JTA, with summer in full swing, Israelis are enjoying the surf, but concerns over potential war loom. Iran's regional activities are a reminder of the fragility of peace and the ever-present threat of escalation. Turning to business and markets. First, according to CTEC, Intel's strong forecast and manufacturing gains signal its AI comeback, boosting confidence in its technological advancements. Separately, Globes reports that Monday.com is laying off 620 employees as the company adapts to AI, affecting its Tel Aviv workforce significantly. And finally, Ynet Business highlights that Monday.com's layoffs follow a 50% share price drop as it reshapes its operations towards AI and flattens management. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.